you hire someone else, maybe they went to the best college, maybe they made a ton of friends at whatever college they went to, it's going to be close to useless when it comes to buying any sort of firms that are in Medicare or ACA. There's almost no relevance. Most of the people that actually have these firms didn't even go to college. Okay. So when someone goes in there that went to college, what are they going to do? They're going to hype themselves up like they're all that, and you guys are going to get an overinflated price. That's what's going to happen every single time. It's going to be two people battling each other for credibility. All that does is just fuck up any acquisition or evaluation. And really, it's just not going to help you guys long term. When it comes to me, I know everything about compliance. I know everything that could go wrong. I know everything that could go right. And I know how they operate. Not only that, I have a friend who started an insurance agency out of over 100 agents, okay? One for insurance, one for real estate. I've got another friend worked at an agency, and really what it was is a few agencies under one entity, over 1,000 agents. Okay, so when I was at that agency, I was number one out of hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. All right, I know him so well. What does his dad do? Private equity, insurance funds. That's how I got into that, okay? He knows everything about this. He knows everything, all right? He knows all the top players. He knows why they shut down. He knows why they do good. Just everything they do, how they operate. So when it comes to who do you want to hire? Someone who went to whatever college, or someone who knows the in and outs, speaks your language, and can stand in front of them, sit down, and know exactly what is going on in the industry. Okay, who are they going to give a better price to? Me, every single time. It's going to be a slam dunk. Not only that, I have not only worked with so many different insurance agencies over the years, but right now, I'm actually helping one, okay? For one of them, for one of their offices, we've hired almost 100 agents. And when I say we, I mean me. All right, I've hired almost 100 agents. I help with hiring, onboarding, contracting, training. It's a company in Brickell, Miami. They have three different companies, but really it's just under one entity. So this is what they're doing. I know right now they're talking to someone that has private equity about this. All right, that's what they're trying to do. I know everything that's going on. I know what they're talking about. I know what they're trying to work on. I know what they're trying to fix. I'm literally right here. I know more about this than anyone. It's going to be a slam dunk for me. This isn't even the only company I work with. All right. I work with that company. They love me. They call me all the time. They don't stop calling me. They want me to keep doing what I'm doing. They want to pay for all my expenses so I go down there. That's how much they like me. All right. I've got another agency I work with that I'm helping. They've got over 1,000 agents. They have two office locations that are W-2 hourly, plus they've got almost 1,000 agents that are work from home. They're transitioning everyone to either hospital indemnities, MedSup, or they're going to be transitioning them to being an individual agent. So all the deals that they wrote that they're getting residuals for, that stays the exact same. The difference is that they're now transferring everyone that they're their own individual agent. So now, any future deals, they get residuals, they get paid exactly like how you would. But any deals you wrote in the past, the company keeps that. The reason for that being is compliance. All these insurance carriers are getting on all of these agencies that are work from home. So there's a ton of agencies right now that are work from home that are hiring agents, having them do deals, giving them free inbound leads, knowing that this could be one of their last years and they want to sell because they don't want to have to worry about the compliance. What happens? Either they switch all of them to individual agents, or they just keep doing what they're doing and they just worry about the compliance. Either way, those residuals are still on the books, okay? And when this happens, it's going to be one of the biggest transitions in insurance because the retention is going to skyrocket, All right, when it comes to the evaluation of an insurance company, the biggest issue is retention, deal retention. There's some wild people in this game. They're doing some wild stuff. But obviously, with everything going on, all the insurance carriers, they like in-home, they like events. They don't like this whole, like, call center, you know, experience that's going on that people are having to go through. All right, they don't like it. They're getting away from it. So that being said, a lot of people are going to be trying to sell their agency. A lot of people that I know, I'm in the network, or it's going to be easy for me. Not only that, they're desperate. I know all the things that are going wrong. I can get that price lower than anyone, okay? You'd be doing them a favor. This would be easy for me. And the deal retention is going to skyrocket over these next 1 or 2 years, all right? It's going to be a huge transition. It's going to be easy for me. If you send in one of your guys, all right, they're just going to bullshit to that guy, okay? They're going to try to get on the same level as you, try to make it seem like they're all experienced. They have the know-how. They're professional, just like you guys. You're going to get an inflated price. It's going to mess up everything, all right? So just send me in there. Put me in there commission only. Obviously, I want to go for a job that has a high base, right? Because I worked in enough insurance agencies. Put me in there on a contract, 2 months, commission only. I'll close more than anyone. If I don't pay me shit. It really doesn't matter. But I am working with several different agencies. They love me. They love what I do. Not only that, I have, for one of them, I doubled their sales force. All right. They trust me. They know me. It's going to be easy for me. I know everything that is going wrong in the industry right now. It's going to be easy.